So there's another person that I want you to know about. His name is Matthew Luque, L-U-Q-U-E. Matthew worked at the same coffee shop that Kristen worked, Spinelli's Coffee in the downtown Crocker Galleria. Now, it's important to know, and I need to state this up front, Matthew did not work there during the time Kristen was there. Matthew came to work at Spinelli's, I don't know, a couple weeks, a month or so after Kristen disappeared. All right, so I want to say that up front. But however, Matthew had a very, very, very close friend at the time by the name of Kelly Strathman. And Kelly did work alongside Kristen at the coffee shop. All right. The reason why this Matthew Luque guy is interesting to me is for the following reason. Matthew was dating Jill Lampo before Jill Lampo began to date John Onuma. Now, back in the days when Jill would talk to me, she told me that she broke up with Matthew Luque to start dating Onuma. Well, that was interesting. And the other thing is when the Oakland police raided Jill Lampo and John Onuma's apartment, they found a diary, an address book in there, and Matthew Luque's name was in Jill Lampo's book. All right? So my theory, and it's just a theory, doesn't mean I'm right, I got to say that up front, is I think at some point Matthew needed a job, and his best friend at the time was, I'm told by co-workers at Spinelli's that Matthew and Kelly were best friends. So the only knowledge I have of their relationship was from co-workers at Spinelli's. They said Matthew and Kelly Strathman at that time were best friends. So I'm thinking Kelly might have said one day, hey, dude, you need a job? Come work with us. I can get you hired at Spinelli's. And Matthew probably went down there, and sure enough, they hired him. That's just my guess, but it's a plausible theory. So you got Jill Lampo dating John Onuma after she breaks up with Matthew Luque, okay? When I was trying to figure out what happened to Kristen, I didn't know what to do. I'd been out there about 8 months, 9 months, and I decided to just start from scratch. And I contacted Arthur Spinelli. He owned several of the Spinelli coffee shops at the time, and he was wonderful. And he said, absolutely, Dennis, you could talk to all my employees. And he actually wrote a note on company letterhead. He said, please allow Dennis access to all the employees to talk about Kristen. And I took that letter back to Spinelli's Coffee at the Crocker Gallery, and I handed it to the store manager, Bernadette Melvin, and she was wonderful. She says, absolutely, Dennis. And Bernadette set a table aside for me. And as the employees would come in, she would have one by one come over to the table and just sit with me and we'd talk about Kristen until they told me everything that they knew about their short time with her. And when I was done with one employee, I'd get the other one. And I had given to me a list of the timesheet for that week that Kristen disappeared. And it listed all the employees. So it was a way for me to easily check off everybody I spoke to. And there was one person I could not find. The only person I was not able to interview was Kelly Strathman. And another co-worker said that he no longer worked there, but she said, Dennis, don't worry, I know how to get a hold of him. This is what you do. Go to the phone book and look up the name of Matthew Luque. He's in the phone book. It's a unique spelling, L-U-Q-U-E. I know he's listed. Call Matthew, because Matthew and Kelly, they're best friends. And Matthew will tell you how to get a hold of Kelly. I said, great, no problem. So later that afternoon, I went to a payphone and I dialed the number. And sure enough, phone answers and I say, hi, is Matthew there? He goes, yeah, this is Matthew. How can I help you? I said, hey, Matt, this is Dennis Mann. He goes, hi, Dennis, what's up? He said, well, hi, Matt. The reason I'm calling is I'm friends with Kristen Manoff. And then he cut me off. He said, look, I got nothing to do with that. And don't you ever call here again. You got that? You got that? You got that? And he hung up the phone. It was really odd. The only reason I was calling Matthew was to see if he can give me Kelly Strathman's phone number so I could talk to him, just like I talked to all the other employees at Spinelli's. It was just a matter of going down the checklist, and I needed to talk to everybody. That was the only reason I was calling Matthew. And he went from being so nice to getting really, really angry and slamming the phone down when I mentioned Kristen Modafferi's name. I mean, I didn't even get the whole last name out of my mouth, and he cut me off mid-sentence. It doesn't make any sense to me, you know? And so I called the Modafferis. I let them know. I let the Oakland police know. And just by coincidence, I did not know this at the time, because the police, they don't share anything with me. But let's say this was on a Tuesday. I forget what day it was, but I didn't know this at the time. But on Wednesday, it was already pre-planned that the Oakland police were going to raid Jill Lampo's apartment and John Onuma's apartment. They were living together. And when they raided that apartment is when they found that diary. And in the diary, they found Matthew Luque's phone number. And the reason why that's important, Kristen was only in San Francisco 22 days. The FBI, they are positive about one thing. They said when a woman is attacked, over 99% of the time, the woman knows her assailant. These random attacks are very, very rare. And so I always, to this day, to the moment you hear my voice, that's a big benefit to the Modafferis, because there's about a 99% chance that one of the 35 or 45 people that Kristen met while she was in San Francisco, at the very minimum, know something about what happened to her. Those are just the hard statistics borne out over time. And I think that Onuma is obviously involved in this somehow. And even on the America's Most Wanted clip, if you go to findkristen.com, go to the 3 minute and 20 second part of that segment. And you can see Sergeant Bradley talking about John Onuma's definitely being connected to this case, and they just need to nail down how. They need to narrow that gulf of how he's connected. All right? So, all these years, why is Matthew Luque hanging up on me? So, I want to get a hold of him. And then I was on Facebook one day, and one thing led to another, and I found out that Matthew, I thought the relationship was aunt and nephew. Okay, but there's a lady named Christina Luque, believe it or not, she's the news director for Channel 46 in Charlotte, North Carolina, the same town where Kristen Modafferi grew up. It was just one of those wild coincidences. And I think Matthew Luque's got me blocked on social media, so his name doesn't even populate. So I figured, let me call Christina. She's a news director in the town where Kristen grew up. Let me ask her if she could please talk to Matthew and just ask him why he hung up on me 20 years ago. What was that all about? And so, you know, one call, two calls, three, couple emails, nothing. Christina was just not, she just wasn't returning phone calls to me, you know. And finally one day I left a pretty, pretty curt message on her voicemail at work, and she did call me back. And she told me during that phone call that she had no idea who Matthew Luque was or Matthew Luque. So I felt bad. I thought, oh my God, I got the wrong. And I was almost, I got to apologize. But you know, something tell me that doesn't sound right. It just doesn't sound right. And I came back to her about a minute and a half later in that phone call. So I said, Tina, so you're telling me right now that you have no idea who Matthew Luque is? And she changed her answer to, I don't know who that person is, too. I don't have to answer your questions. And that, you know, red flag big time, right? So I said, all right, if you won't talk to me, will you at least talk to Bob and Debbie Modafferi? They're trying to find their child. And she goes, I'll talk to them. I said, great. So I hung up the phone, and I called Bob and Debbie right then. And I got lucky because Bob, sometimes people answer phone on the first ring is one of those deals. And I told Mr. Modafferi exactly what happened. I said, Bob, she won't talk to me, but she'll talk to you. She'll talk to you. Because she's saying, you know, she didn't know who I was, which, you know, but she said she would talk to you. So Bob said, I'll call her right now. So, I mean, he hung up right away and he called her, got her voicemail. He said, hi, this is Bob Modafferi. I understand you spoke to Dennis. We'd like to talk to you about our daughter. Can you please call us back? And she never called back. You know, so I don't know what, if any, this has to do with the answer to Kristen. But I do know that Kristen, if you step back, look at the big picture, the FBI says it's like 99% of the time that a woman knows her attacker. Kristen didn't grow up in the Bay Area. She was only there for 22 days. She only knew a limited amount of people. She knew her roommates. She knew her coworkers and maybe 5 or 10 other people that we know that we to verify that she met while there. So it's a matter of one of those 35 people just interviewing them. That's all we were trying to do, okay? Jill Lampo, John Anuma's girlfriend at the time, she dated Matthew LeCue, broke up with him, and starts dating John Anuma. Matthew LeCue's best friend was Kelly Stratman. He worked shoulder to shoulder with Kristen at that coffee shop. You know, so we're circling the drain here, is the way I look at it. We're right there, but I just can't put the pieces together. So I will tell you this. It took me about 20 years, but I was finally able to get up with Kelly Strathman, who was only joined because of Facebook, to be honest with you. And he did agree to he would never call me. He wouldn't let me call him. But he said, if you send me a couple of emails, I'll answer your questions. So I said, well, I have to take what I can get. So I did, and he was very thoughtful and considerate in his responses. So I take him at his word. So I'm not really focused on Kelly, but it's the relationship of Matthew LeCue, why he hung up on me so angrily for such an innocent reason, and the fact that Matthew and Jill, it puts John Anuma in the vicinity of Spinelli's Coffee. Now also, John Anuma and Jill Lampo's residence in the Tenderloin District of San Francisco was only a few blocks, I think 6 or 7 blocks from Spinelli's Coffee Shop. So it's all in that same general area. So that's what I have for you today, and if anybody knows anything about this, please contact me. And I really take to heart the whole Harvey Weinstein thing. A couple women finally come forward. They had the courage to come forward, and then the flood dams broke open, and half the world population, the female population, come forward and say that Weinstein assaulted them. Well, I think something very similar is going on with this John Anuma character because of the other women have come forward to me. And I think once word gets out, we'll hear from more. And hopefully somebody that knows something valuable to the recovery of Kristen will come forward, I guess. Now, in closing, it's just my personal opinion, based on everything Anuma's done on himself, it places him in this case. Now, I know that maybe he did not have anything to do with Kristen's disappearance. And it is possible. It's possible, you know, but now you know what I know. I'm putting it out there, and I'm just a friend of the Modafferi family who's not giving up, and we're trying to find Kristen. So that's the purpose of this podcast. All right, thank you, everybody.